This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. 10 years ago this week, it was the shotgun marriage heard round the world. March 2008, J.P. Morgan Chase bought the investment bank Bear Stearns. It was a dramatic moment in the financial crisis, not the first, but one of the biggest. The deal happened over a frenzied weekend. The week before, rumors that the firm was short on cash spooked Bear Stearns investors, sent the stock plummeting, and dried up the short-term loans that Bear needed to get through each day. With the benefit of 10 years, Marketplace's Tracy Samuelson looks back.
It's been a hard week for shares of Bear Stearns as the firm has been buffeted by constant rumors of a looming liquidity problem.
March 12, 2008, a Wednesday. Bear Stearns CEO Alan Schwartz went on CNBC to try and quash rumors that Bear was running out of money.
Our liquidity position has not changed at all. Our balance sheet has not weakened at all.
Investors weren't reassured, and rumor became reality, a run on the bank of sorts. Bear had started the week with $18 billion in cash reserves. By Thursday, it had just $2 billion left. That night, Schwartz notified the Federal Reserve it would have to file bankruptcy in the morning. Instead, the Fed arranged for an emergency loan. But by Friday evening, Fed officials told Bear executives they had to find a buyer for the firm.
Anybody involved in the financial industry will never forget the first time they heard the price for Bear Stearns.
Mike Mayo with Wells Fargo has been a bank analyst for more than 30 years. For context, just a year earlier, Bear stock had hit $170 a share. It dropped to $30 that Friday, March 14th.
And they were sold for $2 a share.
On Sunday.
Incredible.
That price was later revised to $10 a share, but still, it seemed like a bargain for J.P. Morgan, a coup for its CEO, Jamie Dimon. What's more, the Federal Reserve Bank of New York helped facilitate the deal by essentially buying billions of Bear Stearns' riskiest assets.
And the market thought for J.P. Morgan, this was a home run. It all looked fantastic.
Since a but coming here?
I do think the financial benefits were far less than we or J.P. Morgan or the market had initially expected.
In a 2015 letter to shareholders, Jamie Dimon wrote that the bank's legal costs related to mortgage-backed securities totaled some $19 billion. And 70% of that wasn't from bad acts at J.P. Morgan, but from Bear Stearns and another bank it acquired, Washington Mutual. Dimon wrote, "In case you're wondering, no, we would not do something like Bear Stearns again. In fact, I don't think our board would let me take the call."
I think having pressed J.P. Morgan Chase to take over Bear Stearns, it was unfair to penalize them for the bad acts.
Congressman Barney Frank, Democrat from Massachusetts, now retired, was the chairman of the House Financial Services Committee during the crisis.
Having the federal government, frankly, press a bank to take over a failing investment house wouldn't be what you would do in an ideal situation.
But from the public's perspective, Frank thinks the deal was better than the alternatives.
Let it go bankrupt and not pay any debts and cause great reverberations of a negative sort in the system, or that the public pay the debts, which wouldn't be attractive.
The New York Fed actually made money on the Bear assets it bought, more than $700 million. But many people have criticized the government's involvement in this deal and the precedent it may have set. For Frank, Bear Stearns convinced him the government needed a better way to deal with failing institutions, an authority he actually wrote into the Dodd-Frank financial reforms that bear his name. I'm Tracy Samuelson for Marketplace.